Okay, here's a clinic for you guys out there on the do's and don'ts of finding emotional joy and carnal fulfillment in its most primitive form, if you get my drift. This male wildebeest dashes up to this herd of females, oblivious to the fact that other wildebeest males consider him about as welcome as a plague of locusts. See, you can't just move in on another guy's turf without getting, well, clipped. But of course, our hero doesn't get the message and doesn't stop trying to conjugate the verb. He humps, they dump. Of course, he leaps to his feet as if to say, oh, yeah, I meant to do that. No problem. It's under control. I'm cool. Yeah, right. The male springbok antelope, however, has it all worked out. His mating strategy is to gently touch flanks of the female as a way of asking if she wants to do what comes naturally. If we could put words to his actions. Okay, are you ready? No? Okay, how about now? It's been 5 seconds. Okay, how about now? Now? Is now okay? Okay, how about now? Okay, I'm going to take that for a yes. Whoops. Wait a minute. Okay, standing still can also be a signal, so, yeah. You know, I better go back to that leg thing. In case you wonder just how primal the lust for the female really is, consider these two male lions. Pals. Hunting partners. You know, they're classic best buds. Nothing can come between them. That is, until this Venus of the Veldt, this leonine bit of feminine fluff struts her stuff before the two of them. And then... years of brotherly camaraderie torn asunder in seconds, slaughtered by Cupid's bow. The loser slinks away to lick his wounds. He's lost the girl and his best friend. But wait a minute. Toho, another female. No, she's just here to toss another shovelful of dirt on the coffin. Some days, you just can't win for losing.